Next up, we got a band we've heard before here, Grand Funk Railroad. Between 1970 and 1974, Grand Funk Railroad scored 8 consecutive top 10 albums. That would be 7 Studio and 1 Live. On the Billboard charts, including We're an American Band, which went to number 2 in 1973. They also had 2 number 1 singles, We're an American Band and The Locomotion, which was a cover song. And ding, 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 anybody got it? Little Eva. Little Eva originally did that. As well as a number 3 hit song with Some Kind of Wonderful. During the band's heyday, the general perception was that although the critics hated them, audiences loved them. This soundboard recording, one of the very few around, captures Grand Funk Railroad on the 2nd of June 1974 at the LA Forum. I've always loved the tunes. We're an American Band, I'm Your Captain, or Closer to Home. So that's more than enough reason for me to play this awesome soundboard recording again, this time from a bootleg DVD rip with a bonus track at the end. And by the way, since it's a bootleg, you'll find Inside Looking Out is uncensored. So spark them up if you got them. The smoking lamp is lit. Settle back and let the tune meister rock ya. But first, a quick public service announcement from your local station. This is just another one of those short public service announcements that I've been mandated to do ever since I ran over that nun drunk driving. This has been brought to you by the Tune Meister from Crab Radio. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk. So smoke weed instead.
And now we'd like to do a couple songs off our new album for you. And we're gonna keep it shining on in here. Right now, we'd like to ask some friends of ours from Wet Willie to come out and join us. Come on, where are you? Here they go. And we want everybody to join us as we cook up some steam and get out for the locomotion. All right.
I'm
And now, we're gonna take a step back, and we're gonna dedicate this song to everybody. Everybody in this little place. Doing that thing. Time doing the best I can. Balls and bars, they seem to be on me. But I don't want no sympathy.
Man, that was one kick-ass concert. Yeah, bet you guys didn't know that there was a Grand Funk Bruce Springsteen connection. On the 13th of June, 1970, Steel Mill, Springsteen's band at the time, opened for Grand Funk at a Bricktown, New Jersey's Ocean Ice Palace. The Grand Funk Railroad and the boss go way back.